schools power up, and a new tech policy faces its first real test. San Diego Unified's new classroom technology restrictions take effect August 10th, the first day of the 2026-27 school year for more than 100,000 students. The Board of Education voted 5-0 to approve the policy, which prohibits YouTube and other video streaming platforms on personal one-to-one devices, bans non-instructional gaming platforms, removes computer carts from transitional kindergarten classrooms, restricts AI-enabled software district-wide, and sets an early assessment for January 2027, with a full annual review by May 2027. The 5-0 vote signals institutional consensus rather than ideological division, and the phased review structure, a January checkpoint early enough to allow mid-year adjustments, followed by a full annual review, represents measured governance. But the policy's actual impact depends heavily on consistent implementation across hundreds of classrooms. What counts as instructional use of YouTube? If individual teachers are making that call independently, the result is potentially thousands of conflicting interpretations rather than a coherent standard. The AI restriction carries a particular complication. AI-enabled functionality is already embedded in many mainstream educational tools. Adaptive reading platforms, grammar checkers, some math tutoring software that may not be obviously flagged as AI by teachers or administrators. Applying the restriction broadly and inconsistently risks hampering legitimate learning tools while leaving untouched the students who have personal devices and home broadband and can access AI tools outside school anyway. That asymmetry points to the equity dimension worth watching most closely. San Diego Unified serves a high proportion of students from low-income households who rely on school-provided technology as their primary or sole access point. If the January 2027 assessment does not disaggregate results by income level, school type, and student population, the district will not be seriously testing its own assumptions, and the absence of that data is itself a finding. The concrete signal to watch, whether TK and kindergarten classrooms, specifically targeted by the computer cart removal, show measurable differences in readiness metrics compared to last year's cohort. For families with children in Catholic diocesan schools across the county, 31 preschools, 39 elementary schools, and 6 high schools serving roughly 15,600 students, the calendar looks slightly different. Those schools are staggering first days between August 11th and August 26th, with Mater Dei Catholic opening August 11th and Cathedral Catholic returning August 13th. For much of the county, the back-to-school season is effectively already underway.